We should start off episodes like Lil Wayne songs where you hear like a bong being smoked or like a lighter flicker.
Yeah.
Or a beer can being opened.
Oh yeah.
Just have all of those like playing around. A toilet flushing.
Julius, what's going on in music news? You got a report out, or got a report for us on the world of music news?
The world of music.
Yeah, what's the scoop on your what's the word on the street?
I think like something that made me laugh recently was it's like recent because like people are like that was like an hour ago. It's over. Like, you know, like news goes by a fucking second now. But rap beef is a really funny concept to me nowadays because beef should have honestly died with Tupac and Biggie because I don't know. When you look more into it, like when you grow up, you're assuming that like, oh, and you hear about it, you're like, oh man, it was like a mafia war. It was crazy. When it's like, no, those two guys just died very randomly that had nothing to really do with why they had beef with each other, where it had nothing to really do with the music at all, where neither person was really responsible for each other's death. It was just two chaotic individuals who had very chaotic things being built out of this situation that led to that. But unfortunately, it sold. Like, Pac's Greatest Hits album almost sold as much as Bob Marley's, I think. And Biggie's music, like, when Skyrocket, P. Diddy fucking sold the shit out of it, you know, where beef became very profitable. So, like, beef is here to stay forever, especially when it's, like, corny. Where there's been two beefs that I thought was pretty interesting, where one was between Meg Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj. And the other one, which unfortunately is my least favorite kind of beef, where there's no music to come out of it, JPEG Mafia and Freddie Gibbs, where Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion, their thing carried over from the whole situation between Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. And pretty much Nicki Minaj is in big hater mode. You can censor all this in case we get death threats from Barbs. But like, to me, like, I don't know. I don't get in the middle of shit that ain't had nothing to do with me, where I just think people who do that are just kind of coming from the stance of wanting to be a hater. And that's just generally what she's doing there. She just wanted to make a big thing out of something because Meg Thee Stallion dropped a song where she's dissing plenty of people in the rap industry who have allegations of dealing underage women. And for some reason, Nicki Minaj thought that she was one of the people who that line could be about. So then she went on to spin 72 hours obsessing over on IG Live saying that I have a song I made four years ago that's gonna ruin Meg Thee Stallion's career. And Meg Thee Stallion is still a relevant artist. She's still not like blackballed or anything. Like, she's still around because the song unfortunately wasn't really that good.
So she put it out because I'm not fully updated up to the
Like Meg Thee Stallion, because Meg Thee Stallion has a song called Hiss, which decent song. It's not anything like great to go home with. It's just her, you know, venting. She's just like, I'm tired of y'all fucking with me, which considering the years she had as a rapper, I don't blame her, you know?
Yeah,
like talk your shit. That's what you should do as a rapper. Talk your shit in the studio, not on IG Live or Twitter, you know? And Nicki Minaj ended up dropping Bigfoot after a day of talking shit and saying, I've had this song for years, been waiting for an excuse to drop it. And the reason why I'm bringing that part up a lot is because when you hear the song, it's so clearly made last minute. Like, that beat could not have been made 5 years ago. It was made 5 minutes before it got uploaded. You know, like, it's a very, very new, shitty kind of beat. The vocals are so terribly mixed where she sounds like she's remaking the Whisper song by Ying Yang Twins. Like, and the disses, they're very, like, they contradict each other. Like, at one point she says, "You weren't shot. Also, that's why you got shot in the foot, bitch." Where it's like, wait, you gotta, like, pick one. Like, either she's a liar or she got shot. You can't go with both. You gotta have sense. The coke ain't coking right now. Anyway, so where it's definitely my preferred kind of rap beef because, you know, we got music out of it. We got two songs out of it, regardless of how you feel about it. Some people think both suck. Some people think one's great. Some people think both are great. Live however you want. I think one's good. The other one's kind of like funny. Like, I won't call Bigfoot bad because I think it really made me laugh a lot. I listened to it, honestly, more than the Meg Thee Stallion one. Because what's funny is she dropped it with the, because there's a new trend currently with like singles where people are like releasing the acapella and the sped up version. And, which all because of TikTok. And Bigfoot has an acapella version that is so funny. It's like one of the most craziest recordings that has like millions of listens. Like, definitely check it out if you haven't. And this one I don't really have too much to say about. It's just to give like a counter to this situation. Yeah. JPEG Mafia, who's a very weird popular rapper because he's popular. He has a lot of listeners. But you still, if you say it to someone, they might have a seizure trying to figure what the fuck you just said to them. They never heard his music. Like, "Hey, you heard new JPEG Mafia?" I'm like
it's like... It's like when you put in like a wrong character into the computer and it just like shuts down.
It's like if the Charlie Brown adults had a bass drop while they're talking, you know, where like he's popular, but he's not popular. And he's a guy who I've been a fan of for a while. I've ruined a lot of good reputation I have as a music listener by telling people, check out JPEG Mafia. You know, I fucked myself up a lot caping for that man. And the reason why I'm pissed is because of what I was just talking about. Like, rap beef is at its best when we get good music out of it. Like, the 50 Cent Ja Rule beef was amazing because all of the great diss tracks we got out of it, you know? And thankfully, no one died. Like, that's the best thing about it. No one fucking died. Whereas the worst kind of beef is when it's on Twitter. Like, you know, the Drake and Meek Mill beef isn't really worth talking about because, sure, we got two really good Drake songs out of it. But Meek Mill just has a lot of very weird tweets and a really, really terrible song where he samples the Undertaker theme from WWE. It's really weird. It's a really terrible joint. Whereas, like, the Drake and Pusha T beef is great because you got all these good songs that bounce off of each other to talk about. You know what I mean? Despite that, one has a very clear victor. Anyway.
Yeah. And, well, it stands out, at least for me, as just being, memorable, like, you know, like, regardless if it was an open secret or whatever at the time, a lot of people found out, like, that Drake has a son. And I think it changed the way Drake carries himself from now on. Like, he posts pictures of that son at all times. Like, "Hey, I got the son, remember?"
All right. I don't want to get too off track, but, like, because I just need to say this about that beef. Because there are people who like to argue that Drake won. And my thing is with beef, no one really wins. Everyone gets to make money, you know? Pusha T made a lot of money. Pusha T is selling tours because of that beef, you know, and Drake is now considered more of a rapper because of that beef. Everyone wanted that beef. But people who want to argue that Drake won the beef, I just don't get that because Pusha T gained listeners from that whole situation. And also, Drake won. He had to remake a lot of his album to deal with the aftermath of that beef, which that to me is already an L. If he lost, won, he wouldn't have done that at all. He wouldn't even give him the drum his life. Now he has to make his son into a rapper. He's turning his son into Jaden Smith. That's how bad he lost. Where if there's a loser, it's Drake. Because he now has to be a good father publicly, which no rapper should ever have to be. but back to what I'm talking about. So JPEG Mafia and Freddie Gibbs. JPEG Mafia was like, and it's very incoherent. Like, if you go on Reddit, you're going to get the most incoherent, like, explanation for why it's the case. Whereas someone who's way too online is a big fan of both rappers. Like, I love both these guys. From my knowledge, from a bunch of tweets that JPEG Mafia deleted, he was pissed off that Freddie Gibbs was on the new Vultures album by Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign. And he literally was on there saying, like, "This dude is a loser. He lost custody of his kid. He dated a porn star. What a loser. Why is he on the Kanye album?" Which is really funny because Kanye is also divorced and also dated sex workers. So I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing here? Anyway, so he got on Twitter being really embarrassed. To me, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to log on Twitter and just be like, I'm hating on this other guy because he has something I don't have. Like, grow the fuck up. I don't care what you're going through. And then Kanye flies out JPEG Mafia and puts him on the album, like, beat-wise. Like, he has credits on the album and stuff. And you would think everything was fine from there. But then he flies out Gibbs and JPEG Mafia at the same time, have them in the same hotel. And late at night, JPEG Mafia starts doing a crazy Twitter rant where he's like, man, fuck Freddie Gibbs. I want to beat Freddie Gibbs' ass. Freddie Gibbs is a bitch. Freddie Gibbs, like, was supposed to be on my album, but he ignored me. Which, like, once again, it's just embarrassing. It's not like insults like Drake's hiding a child or Drake doesn't write his own raps. It's just like, you're insecure and now it's our problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where, like, that's my least favorite kind of beef. It's just embarrassing. And Freddie Gibbs had the best possible response, despite he could have just dropped the song if he wanted to, but this is the best response for that kind of thing. He just tweeted around it. He just kept tweeting around it, posting videos of him being all happy and stuff. I'm having a great time at this hotel, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, for Freddie Gibbs, similar to Pusha T and the Drake beef, Freddie Gibbs has been grinding for years. And Pusha T was already a huge star by the time, like, people want to act like Pusha T wasn't a star by the time the Drake beef happened. He was one half of Clips. Clips is a huge duo. Do your research. But anyway,
Freddie Gibbs wrote the McDonald's theme song.
Yeah, yeah, which is like a myth, but it's a myth I love saying because it's so funny to imagine him being behind it because he is sort of there. He's sort of the guy.
Like he inadvertently kind of did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he claims it, so I'm like, claim it, dude. Yeah, that's why funny. Not? That's awesome. Yeah. You know,
like if he wasn't in the picture, it probably wouldn't have happened that way. I think it's at the very least, right?
Yeah, exactly. But like, well, with Freddie Gibbs, like, Freddie Gibbs has been grinding for a while as a rapper. Like, I first heard about him in 2011. I would say he didn't even really start becoming relevant until like 2018, which is crazy because he already had like one album with Madlib at that point. He's been dropping tapes year after year, but it wasn't really until like the second Madlib tape when he started like getting like a lot of listeners because he had like the Anderson .Paak feature on there and like everything else. And like, and then the Alfredo album of Alchemist blew him up even more. He got a Grammy nom off of that. Where as a Gibbs fan, it's been great seeing him get all this like stuff, but he also has a history of turning into a heel where like he has beef with a bunch of rappers for no reason. He's talked shit on like Danny Brown. He's talked shit on Benny the Butcher. He's talked shit on a lot of guys who he's great at collaborating with, but he's just like, I'm the best. I don't need them, which I just hate because for me, rap, I love nothing more than a great collab track. Like if you have never heard The What by Notorious B.I.G. and Method Man, check it out. Because you could not imagine those two guys making a song together until, people our age, because I'm sure people older, they already know about it, but people our age who, like, don't really listen to either of those guys that much, beautiful stuff. It's like, it's the apex of, like, how great a rap collab can be between two rappers with completely different styles. Where Gibbs had that with those guys who I just named. But anyway, so Gibbs is winning just off the fact that he's on a Kanye album. And it's one of the most popular songs on a Kanye album. Where is a clear victor here, but it's one of these fair kind of beef because it's not about the music. It's just about insecurity and a bunch of weird shit around it, you know? Yeah. Where that's new for me with beef. One of the funnier things that I will end this with is that in the middle of JPEG Mafia's like very drunken rants, he shared a like video of him like playing a song that he produced on Vultures, and he had this girl, like, here's my theory. He had this girl talking in the background about Freddie Gibbs ruined the song on the Kanye album. Like, it would be so much better if Freddie Gibbs wasn't on it. Like, you can hear her in the background if you turn up the volume. And it's like, this is sad because this guy told one of his, like, woman friends or whatever to just talk while he's just trying to make a, ooh, it's me, selfie, my beat is on the album. And where, like, he wants people to, like, listen deeper to hear that he convinced someone that Freddie Gibbs is the worst part of this song, where if you haven't heard the Vultures album, I don't blame you. The album kind of stinks. But, like, the song that Freddie Gibbs is on, Back to Me, it's, like, it feels like it's a 7-minute song. I don't want to bother looking up how long it is. But it literally is not good until Freddie Gibbs shows up in the last minute. It's one of the worst songs Kanye has made. Like, I swear to fucking God. And Kanye has made a lot of bad songs in the last few years. But it is down there where Freddie Gibbs is literally, like, I'm not dick riding or nothing. I'm just being honest. Like, bro, listen with your ears. You can't argue that this motherfucker ruined that song. Where it's just, I hate when rap beef is really sad and we don't get the music out of it. As compared to Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion, it's sad, but it's funny. And we got music out of it, you know?
Right.
That's what's new with music for me.
Well, yeah, yeah. Beef is, it's one of those weird things where, yeah, it's fun until it's not fun anymore, when it either goes the direction of, well, tragedy and death and violence. Obviously, that's taking it way too far. But then there's also the time where it's like they are kind of not all in it, or like they're just, yeah, just like having a little mini meltdown or something, like getting their feelings out there in a way that's like very petty and stuff like that.
It's sad, so, you know, it ruins the music. I have not been able to listen to JPEG Mafia in a while because of that, which is crazy. He's been like on my Spotify rap top five for the last like 4 years.
Yeah,
but yeah, where that it's hurt it for me, which is really funny considering the things that rappers do where you should stop listening to them for. But for me, it's, there's nothing worse than an embarrassing Twitter rant.
Yeah, no, I mean, that happens a lot with just artists, like just kind of being whiny in a way where it's it's sad. Like, what? Come on now. Like, is it really worth this?
Mm-hmm. But thankfully, the albums we're talking about today are by, well, one of them is by an artist who was very secure, because we'll go into a bit, but like, rest in peace, Tupac, not the most secure rapper mentally.
Yeah, he's very...
we can be honest. He had a lot of paranoia.
Yeah, a lot going on, from just straight up aggressiveness and just... Well, he didn't hide any of his feelings.
If I was shot, like, I think he got shot like 7 times the first time, some amount, I don't know. Look it up, the Tupac historians, but like...
Yeah.
If
there's plenty of documentaries out there.
Yeah. Like, but like, if I got shot that many times in the same building Biggie and P. Diddy are at, and then I had to go to jail right after for something that wasn't really even my fault, I'd be mad as fuck too for the rest of my life. So I can't blame Pac for how he is. But it's so that I just want to clarify with what I was saying. But Willie, chill guy from what I know. He's not going on Twitter.
The ultimate chiller.
The ultimate chill.
Not that he didn't have his issues, but he's, I would say, the ultimate chiller. Never any beef with anyone. I mean, I'm sure people were upset with him for various reasons, probably just their own stuff. Like, I don't think he ever did anything wrong. I think he's all good.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say, maybe the ex-wives would have a different side of the story, but
you know, ex-wives.
He's had a lot of wives and a lot of kids and... Yeah, cheating and all that. But, you know.
Golden rule of this podcast, do not date musicians. I love my musician friends. You should take that as just be a good person. Don't take offense at what I said. Just don't prove me wrong. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, musicians, you got a lot of work to do to prove your worth.
Yeah, because the guys and girls that y'all look up to as musicians, they... or why I'm saying that. Okay.
Yeah. Before we go here, just want to plug our social media. Feel free to give us a follow over at Instagram at the GMS Pod, also on TikTok at the GMS Pod, and Twitter at the GMS Pod. And send us an email, thegmspod@gmail.com.
And on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, be sure to leave us 5 stars if you really like what we're saying. And even if you just like us, you know, and you didn't like the episode, just do it, because it helps us. And it will help you by being able to say, hey, I listened to a 5-star podcast. I did this. This is my doing.